Hi, folks. I'm back cutting through the matrix. Now, there's a caller from George from California. Is he still on the line there? George?
Hey.
Yes.
Nice talking to you, Alex.
Yes.
Yes. I wanted to get your explanation more about the control of the elite by the possibility of archons or super beings from out of the universe. I know you believe more in the structure of the balance of control throughout the centuries of the technocrat, but is there a possibility that there could be a scheme of unbelievable scale of the possibility of something like an archon, or the definition of an archon?
Well, that's really into Scientology, isn't it?
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah. Well, all ancient religions went into something similar. And even to the present time, and a few that are left, they talked about something called demons, you know. And not just demons, but actually demons that rebelled against this creator as they believed in the universe. And they came here and were put here. And it doesn't matter if you go into even pre-Hebraic scriptures, and to the old Persian scriptures, you find the same stories about this same happening. And even modern Christianity, what's left of it, even though it's all diluted and warped, because a lot of them don't believe in this anymore, have their basis in this whole thing. Now, these demons supposedly were going to, they created their own bodies out of pure willpower. And they, since they came from another sphere or arena of reality, they could do that. They still had supernatural powers. That was the belief. And so they created perfect bodies for themselves. But after a while, they started to interbreed with the habitants or the planets that were already here, humans. And they started to lose these powers. Hence, they went back to interbreeding amongst themselves. And that's also the reason for genealogies or eugenics, to trace themselves, to try and get these powers back. But the whole point was to take over the world. And again, everything in it. And it's awfully odd. I always admit that, you know, you got this dilemma where you have ancient writings talking about the present time, a long agenda of certain families, very old families with long genealogies, that have always run the money system. That's the beginning of civilization. In fact, they gave us the term civilization, came with their money system. And with the money system, you have slavery. And today we're working towards, lots of them at the top are working towards, and they've openly published it, like Charles Galton Darwin in the 1950s, and he was a physicist. He talked about, he says we, now he's talking about his own particular long lineage here, and all the rest of his kind. It's interesting, he says that we mustn't change ourselves, in other words, dumb ourselves down, but we'll do it with the rest of the public. We'll alter them even with hormones, males and females, introducing it into the injections, into their food, into their water, until they will no longer fight back with us. He says, but we must retain our wild capabilities, because then you're natural, you're a survivor. The people won't need that, because they'll be managed by the state. The state will be taking care of all their problems for them. That's happened. That's happened in the 20th century and the 21st century. And here we are today, where they're openly putting their own bankers in charge of countries across the world as presidents and prime ministers. I do think it's odd. I must admit it's odd that it's the only references you'll have is from ancient times to the present of what's happening today. That is an oddity. I've got to admit that. Yeah.
Because I studied occult history, ancient societies, esoteric. And one of the things I can say is that if the New World Order was to fall, it will fall from within. So speaking to the members of the Lodges, Alpha Lodges, you are the one who will make this New World Order fall. Not from the people, but from the Lodges, the Alpha Lodges. And this is speaking to the members, because the order has been corrupted long ago, or corruption that we see today, and we're destroying the world for the purpose of these super beings that this is how they take their power in the writings of the ancients.
Yes, and also, too, remember, too, these same characters have been using all of our tax money to create the weaponry they're using against all of us now. Technotronics, spraying the skies like crazy, poisoning us. And they have their own special facilities to cleanse their blood in a very, very effective way. They passed laws even in Canada, the States, and Britain in 95 that all top bureaucrats and politicians and their families would get special treatment, didn't say what for, in special army, high-grade army hospital bases. They also have big underground bases. They're prepared for every disaster they could possibly bring on themselves and the things that they couldn't bring on themselves, just natural disasters, to make sure of their own survival. It's just astronomical. It's beyond science fiction. When you even go into look up the ARCs, it's called ARCs, and it's to do with cryogenics. Just the World Wildlife Forum itself has three ARCs across the world where they have the genetics, the material of every plant, animal, insect species on this planet. And they've actually frozen stuff for years and brought it back to life later on. It's successful. So they're all ready for all these scenarios. That's just one organization. So the big boys think of every possible thing because they're the only ones that really matter. And top levels, even in the agencies of government, they have these talks of always the future, how many must perish so that we may live, etc. It goes on all the time and in every different scenario they can imagine.
The great sacrifice of the body, the blood.
Yeah, absolutely.
The blood. That's the whole purpose. Yeah. That's how you bring in the power through the blood, sacrificial lamb.
Well, they definitely get off on slaughter. There's no doubt about that. They really get their jollies on slaughter. And when you stand back from all your conditioning, all the movies you've watched where you're off to fight wars and at the end one of your good guys gets killed and there's a flag draped over the coffin and everybody's crying. We're all conditioned to this kind of stuff, to serve your country. What are you serving? You're serving an elite that doesn't move off their duff to go abroad and fight themselves. They make sure that you do it all for them so they can plunder and have people slaughtered and take over. And remember, too, in ancient times as well, the same people, blood sacrifice was their highest thing, the taking of blood and blood ritual sacrifice was a key part of their particular religion and sacrifice, too. I don't think it's changed at all. I don't see the difference between a drone coming down on a village and blowing everybody up or just cutting their wrists. It's still sacrifice. And we are accepting it all. They've trained us all to accept it quite casually now. And people, most folk do. They don't think much about it at all.
Of energy. Just like in the lower lodges, they take the members and make them use their energy for their own purposes. Right, it's a source of energy. People don't understand that their bodies are a source of electromagnetic forces that correlate with this universe and this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And our bodies are structured to be one apart another in a way that we can communicate through our senses.
Yeah. The thing is, too, I mean, this might sound crazy to other people who haven't dug into it, but I mean, I do know, I've met enough of them in the higher lodges over the years, not just in this country, other countries too. And they do talk about, they are into energy big time, and they're into using the energy of others, almost like vampires. And you'd think, understand when you join even the low lodges, this is the key. Whatever religion you've had when you go in, they gradually try to wipe it out of you by giving you what's called logic and reasoning until you become basically atheist. Then when you're past that stage, then they introduce their own religion to you. That's just how it works. And their own religion is a very old one. It's based on, it's like one of the articles I read tonight, superior people, inferior people, and even animalistic people. And they say that you're now going up into a higher order of understanding. You're now a special person and you can look down on all the rest. Even the lower orders, like the 33rd, 32nd degrees, they actually are taught that. and they do believe it. I've talked to them. I've even got links here of one of them who talked about it openly, a conversation, and he says, yeah, he says that he actually believed that when he was brainwashed. He believed that he was so superior to all the cattle down below him. And then when you get onto the boards of CEOs and corporations, you can really put that disdain to good use, because there's no morality to hold you back. You have nothing in common with the ones you're going to plunder and use. So you're quite right with that. Now, when you get into the higher orders, even higher orders than that, you're dealing with, in psychiatry, if you take a psychopath and the definitions, signs and symptoms of psychopathy, and you put it next to someone who was designated as being demonically possessed in religions, the signs and symptoms are identical. It's just one wants to call it a science, another one wants to call it an actual particular belief system.
Well, like you said, it's just a mass manipulation. You know, they think they're being a part of it, it's just they're being manipulated. They're getting into the manipulation of these three ancient occults, of basically moon, sun, and Saturnian.
That's right. Yeah, and the stellar, solar, and lunar, yeah, they had them all, yeah.
Yeah. The new extent of the extremes of Saturn sun worship.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the parallels of the moon worship, star worship, but those particular, the sun and Saturn, which they don't really want to talk about, the Saturnian.
That's right.
They want to talk more about the sun, but because of Saturn, you got to go deep, deep to all the listeners. Go deep into the research of Saturn. You'll start seeing the correlation of blood worship.
Yeah.
And why the purpose of blood. And that's when you'll get the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see these ancient occults, they use these particular manipulations of their own members for their own energy gains.
Yeah.
Because they know that they're getting a source of energy from their members.
And there's no doubt, too, they love to bring spectacular happenings to the world on special dates. You see, astronomical dates. And they certainly use them over again as a form to mock the people. But they certainly are into all of this stuff. And as I said, it's very ancient. It's still with us big time. And it's manifesting in front of us today, because their symbols are everywhere where you look, on all the logos of every big corporation that happens to be. And it's openly manifested. And they've pretty well conquered most of the minds of the general public, who are caught up in a form of magic we call entertainment, which is like the Twilight Zone. Because there's never been a time where you take down a whole world and throw so much bizarre, dysfunctional entertainment out to them to get lost in, like a labyrinth, and it works awfully, awfully well on their minds. Plus, they've drugged the population like crazy and made them awfully sick. So you're dead on with that. But thanks for calling. And call again, please.
Yes, I will call again.
Righto.
Thanks.
And
bye.
Bye now. And that's really what's happening in the world now. Things that are left. They talked about something called demons, you know. And not just demons, but actually demons that rebelled against this creator, as they believed in the universe. And they came here and were put here. And it doesn't matter if you go into even pre-Hebraic scriptures and into the old Persian scriptures, you find the same stories about this same happening. And even modern Christianity, what's left of it, even though it's all diluted and warped, because a lot of them don't believe in this anymore, have their basis in this whole thing. Now, these demons supposedly were going to, they created their own bodies out of pure willpower. And since they came from another sphere or arena of reality, they could do that. They still had supernatural powers. That was the belief. And so they created perfect bodies for themselves. But after a while, they started to interbreed with the habitants of the planets that were already here, humans. And they started to lose these powers. Hence, they went back to interbreeding amongst themselves. And that's also the reason for genealogies or eugenics. To trace themselves, to try and get these powers back. But the whole point was to take over the world. And again, everything in it. And it's awfully odd. I always admit that, you know. You got this dilemma where you have ancient writings talking
throughout the centuries of the technocrat. But is there a possibility that there could be a scheme of unbelievable scale of possibly something like an archon, or the definition of an archon.
Well, that's really into Scientology, isn't it?
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah. Well, all ancient religions went into something similar. And even to the present time in a few... Hi, folks, I'm back cutting through the matrix. Now, there's a caller from George from California. Is he still on the line there? George?
Hey.
Yes.
Nice talking to you, Alan.
Yes.
Yes, I wanted to get your explanation more about the control of the elite by the possibility of archons or super beings from out of the universe. I know you believe more in the structure of the balance of control.